I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 30th. The name of a Vietnam War veteran from Quincy was added to the Memorial Clock Tower at Marina Bay yesterday. Walter Fabian Jr.'s name was engraved onto the monument to honor his memory and service in the Vietnam War. During the annual ceremony to pay tribute to the citizens of Quincy who gave their lives while serving in that conflict, there are now 49 names engraved on that memorial. Quincy City Council wants an update on the mayor's plan to establish a new committee to study diversity, equity, and inclusion. Mayor Thomas Koch said he would establish the new commission to study whether or not Quincy needs a separate department with its own director to focus on diversity issues. Koch had previously said he did not see a need for the new department, but agreed to establish the new commission following public meetings where residents described their experiences with racism and discrimination in Quincy. There were 13 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total at 94. Quincy's positivity rate is 2.6%. The city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 152 deaths. Saturday is the 32nd annual Cleaner Greener Quincy citywide cleanup. Volunteers will gather at parks, beaches, and other public places to clean up trash and debris from 9 to noon. The traditional cookout for volunteers at Pageant Field after the cleanup will not be held due to the pandemic. City of Quincy's LGBTQ Commission is asking supporters to sign on to a new public statement of support. Chairman Garrett Nichols says the statement was created in advance of LGBTQ Pride Month in June. He says the online statement is intended to promote inclusion, equity, and respect for all Quincy residents and visitors. Quincy Chamber of Commerce President Tim Cahill praised the initiative, saying Quincy's diverse business community benefits the entire city. Free window decals will be given to everyone who signs the statement, and the names of the supporters will be released to the public at the end of May. The number of communities in Massachusetts considered high risk for coronavirus infections has decreased for the third week in a row. As of yesterday, the number of cities and towns in the red category is 26, down from 48 last week. State health officials categorize cities and towns as red, green, yellow, or gray based on the daily rates of COVID-19 cases. Quincy has been in the yellow category for over a month. Communities in the red are Acushnet, Berkeley, Brockton, Chicopee, Dracut, Edgartown, Fall River, Hamden, Haverhill, Lawrence, Littleton, Lowell, Lynn, Methuen, Nantucket, New Bedford, Palmer, Revere, Southbridge, Southwick, Springfield, Taunton, Tisbury, Wareham, Winchendon, and Yarmouth. The State Department of Public Health reported 1,260 new confirmed COVID cases and 16 additional deaths yesterday. Moderna says that it is boosting global manufacturing of its COVID-19 vaccine, hoping to deliver up to 3 billion doses in 2022. The Cambridge-based company predicts it will supply between 800 million and a billion doses worldwide this year. But it's looking ahead, as much of the world still will need a first round of COVID-19 vaccinations next year and to be ready if and when people may need a booster shot. Moderna's two-dose vaccine is authorized for emergency use by anyone 18 and older in the U.S. It expects data soon from a U.S. study of its vaccine in 12 to 17-year-olds and has begun testing the shots in children as young as 6 months. Also underway are studies of doses tweaked to better match a worrisome mutated version of the coronavirus. The company also announced a longer shelf life for its vaccine. It's currently approved for storage of up to a month in a regular refrigerator, but Moderna said new data shows it can remain stable for up to 3 months, potentially making it easier to distribute. Governor Baker said his body ached and he experienced chills after receiving his second COVID-19 vaccine shot. and then immediately urged fellow Massachusetts residents to get their shots to help the state suppress the coronavirus. Despite the discomfort, Baker said he was glad to receive the shot and said the best way to fight the coronavirus was for as many residents as possible to also get their vaccine shots. In 2 weeks, he said he will officially join the growing ranks of the fully vaccinated in Massachusetts, which is nearing 2.5 million in a state with a population of more than 7 million. The vaccines are currently available to anyone 16 and older. The governor also suggested that the state could move up the date when nearly all COVID-19 restrictions in Massachusetts will be lifted, currently August 1st, provided people continue getting their shots and abiding by pandemic protocols. The state Senate voting yesterday to approve a $400 million bond to pay for a new facility to replace the existing Holyoke Soldiers Home, the site of one of the nation's deadliest coronavirus outbreaks at a long-term care facility. The vote comes 2 weeks after the House voted unanimously to pass their own version of the $400 million bond bill. The Senate bill would also authorize $200 million in bonds to increase geographic equity and accessibility to long-term care services for Massachusetts veterans across the state, with an emphasis on those areas not primarily served by the soldiers' homes in Chelsea or Holyoke. The state is still grappling with the fallout from the deaths in the spring of 2020 of 76 residents who had COVID-19. A 77th resident died of the disease in December. The existing soldiers' home in Holyoke was built in 1952 with many triple and quadruple bedrooms. The bill passed by the Senate would help build a facility with a small house concept to meet the needs of future generations of veterans. The Senate also adopted an amendment aimed at ensuring the construction of the project utilizes a diverse workforce. A car parked outside of Canton High School burst into flames just as students were being dismissed yesterday afternoon. Firefighters responded to the school on Washington Street, quickly extinguished the flaming SUV. No students or staff were injured in the fire, and the cause is under investigation. For the first time in head coach Bill Belichick's 21-year tenure, the Patriots have drafted a quarterback in the first round. Patriots selected Mac Jones from the University of Alabama with the 15th overall pick during the 2021 NFL draft last night. Jones led the Crimson Tide to a perfect 13-0 record at a national championship last season. The 22-year-old completed over 77% of his passes in 2020 for 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. The previous high pick the Pats spent on a quarterback under Bill Belichick, who's been head coach since January of 2000, was number 62 overall in the second round when New England drafted Jimmy Garoppolo out of Eastern Illinois University in 2014. Jones, who was projected by some draft experts to be selected with the number 3 overall pick, is not lamenting what ended up being a bit of a slide in the draft. A stampede at a religious festival attended by tens of thousands of ultra-Orthodox Jews in northern Israel killed at least 44 people and injured about 150 early today. It was one of the country's deadliest civilian disasters. The stampede began when large numbers of people thronged a narrow tunnel-like passage during the event. People began falling on top of each other near the end of the walkway as they descended slippery metal stairs. Indian scientists appealed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to publicly release virus data that would allow them to save lives as coronavirus cases climbed again today, prompting the army to open its hospitals in a desperate bid to control a massive humanitarian crisis. With over 386,000 new cases, India now has reported more than 18.7 million since the pandemic began, second only to the United States. The health ministry also reported 3,500 deaths in the past 24 hours, bringing the total to over 208,000 Experts believe both figures are an undercount, but it's unclear by how much. President Biden couldn't get everything he wanted into his own $1.8 trillion families plan. His proposed child tax credit is set to expire after 2025. It would provide parents with $300 a month for each child under six and $250 a month for older children. Democratic lawmakers are pushing hard to make the credit a permanent policy, but the administration told them that the annual costs of roughly $100 billion were too high. President took his pitch to Georgia last night for $4 trillion in spending to rebuild the nation's aged infrastructure and vastly expand the federal social safety net, choosing a new political battleground to make his case that Americans want a more activist government. With his visit to a state that he won by fewer than 12,000 votes, Biden set out to build public support for his plan, try to persuade resistant Republicans that his massive proposal is an investment that the country can't afford to pass up. Rudy Giuliani sought to discredit the federal investigation into his dealings in Ukraine yesterday, a day after agents raided his home and office. Giuliani said the 6 a.m. search, which he said involved seven FBI agents, was unnecessary because he offered for 2 years to provide federal prosecutors his electronic devices and to, quote, talk it over with them. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits dropped by 13,000 last week to 553,000, the lowest level since the pandemic hit last March. At another sign, the economy is recovering from the coronavirus recession. The Labor Department reported jobless claims were down from 566,000 a week earlier. They have fallen sharply over the past year, but remain well above the 230,000 weekly figure typical before the pandemic struck the economy in March of 2020. Check of business news this morning, and stocks were higher. The Dow was up 239 points. The NASDAQ rose 31. The S&P added 28. Asian shares mostly lower. The dollar and the euro are down. Oil at just over $64 a barrel. In sports, Bruins beat the Sabres 5-2. That series will continue at the Garden tomorrow night, or rather tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. Rangers down to the Red Sox 4-1. That series continues in Texas tonight at 8 o'clock. And the Celtics will host the Spurs tonight at 7:30. A National Weather Service forecast. For today, a morning shower, otherwise mostly cloudy and quite windy, with highs today in the mid-60s. For tonight, cloudy, breezy, a low 44. Still breezy tomorrow, then partly sunny, high of 62 degrees. Cloudy but warmer on Sunday, a high of 72, cooler with some rain on Monday, and a high 59. For the boater today, waves 2 to 3 feet. The wind out of the west will gust to 35 knots, and a high tide right before 3 p.m. Sunrise at 5:40, setting at 7:42. So again, morning shower, otherwise cloudy and windy today, highs in the mid-60s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 30th.